Jai-radha-madam kuja-viharam Jai-radha-madam kuja-viharam Gopi-jana-balam Jai-radha-madam11th canto, chapter 8, right?
Yes, Mara.
16?
16. Yes.
Gopi jana bala vivara dhau Gopi jana vivara dhau Krishna Gopi jana bala vivarada Raja jana Munachira vanacha Yamuna Chira Panacha Jaya Radha Madhava Kuja Viha. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Are you all there?
Yeah, yes, ma.
Crackling.
Cracking. Yes.
No, that sounded all right. Talk again.
Oh, Hare Krishna.
Not too bad. Maybe you're a little close to your microphone.
How about now?
Now it's good, I think. Okay. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya. Naranam Chaiva Naraskritam. Devim Sarasachim Vyasam Tato Jayam Mujaraye. Nashta Prayeshu Abhidreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Bhagavata Yutama Shloke Bhakti Bhagavati Naishti. Idam Bhagavatam Nama Puranabhama Samitam Uttama Shloka Charitam Takada Bhagavan Rishi Nishayasaya Lokasya Danyam Shastayanam Mahat. This Srimad Bhagavatam is purely spiritual and is beneficial for everyone. All auspicious for everyone. So we are reading Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th Canto, Chapter 8. starting with verse 16, you might read a few verses.
Today, 我们来学习《弗加拉谈》第十一篇第八章四节十六开始。
There's something wrong when you talk. Makes a lot of noise.
Yes, I also heard something. Let me
try to connect again.
Yes, Mara. Okay. 这帕特呢，我们再连几次，因为里头有一些声音。
好的 ，OK。阿里波。
Well, there's a lot of scratchy sound.
有一些，好像有一些的，就是那擦擦的声音，那
不知道是为什么耶。
Now it's okay.
Yeah. Now?
Now it's very good.
Okay.
Sajuko Parajikaya Vitaya.Asha Samam Gahashisha Madhu Deva Vito Bunke Yatir Goy Vihamedinam Sujukho Parjitayar Asha Samam Gahashisha Madhu Deva Vito Bunke Yatir Goy VihamedinamSadhuko Parajitaya Vitaya Asa Sanam Dahashisha Madhu Heva Vito Bunke Yatir Goy Grihamedinam Sudhuko Parajitaya Vitaya Asa Sanam Dahashisha Madhu Heva Vito Bunke Yatir Goy Grihamedinam
Sadhukapa Jita Vitae Asha Sanam Griha Shisha Maduhiva Kvato Bungte Yata Yatirva Griha Medinam
Good. Okay, synonym. Sadhuka, Sudhuka, with great struggle.
费尽周折的。
Parajikai, that which is acquired.
被获得的事物。
Vitai, material opulence.
物质富裕。
Ashasanam, of those fervently desiring.
那些热切渴求的人。
Now it's crackling again, I don't know.
Yes.
Maybe don't you're not moving a microphone or something. Sounds like a, you know.
The waves of love, something like.
Okay, let's try it. Of those fervently desiring.
那些热切渴求者。
Griha.Related to domestic enjoyment.
清晰生活的享受，跟清晰生活享受有关的。
The noise is getting much worse.
How about now? Hare Krishna.
Huh?
Hare Krishna.
That's a little better. Ashisha, blessing.
祝福
Madhuha, person who steals honey from the bees.
从蜂蜜那里取蜂
蜜 It's really a lot of noise whenever you talk.
Well, then what to do? Maybe we should try his WeChat, Mars.
I think WeChat doesn't usually work usually better.
Yes.
Okay.
Guru Mani Mataji, 那个 去微信的话，你要把我拉到群里面。
When she talks, it's fine. It's only when you talk.
那怎么回事呢？就是公司
是用手机吗？还是用的另外的设备？是不是换了设备有换吗？
没有，我今天是用也就用了这个，今天早上我还是用这个翻译的呢。
哦。那不知道，那要不我们放在微信吧？
对，因为我一说话里头就是有噪音。
是的，
是的，
是的，人家声音特别听得不清楚。
哎，那是怎么回事呢？
哎，现在好了呀。
是吗？
哦，
现在好了吗？
好一丁点儿。
好一丁点儿。我换一下位置，调整一下。
好，您
这样子啊，我调整一下位置，稍微
还是不行，
还是不行。
对，一样的。
那是怎么回事呢？我再换一下位置。
哎，现在好了，您再说。
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.
Yes, 可以了。Hare Bhagavan Guru Maharaj?
Yeah, now that's very good.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Technical expertise. Madhuha, we read that. Madhuha is also a name of Krishna.
Madhuha 也是 Krishna 的一个名字。
There was a demon named Madhu and he killed Madhu. Madhuha. Again.
亲爱的又不行了，
不行了，
对，
怎么回事？
要不咱们换换微信试试行吗？
行。
或者是您如果是用的手机或者是电脑的话，可以把它重启一下再试试看。
那行，那我重启一下电脑吧。
对对对对对，您重启一下电脑。
好，
那我们重启有电脑以后，我们是用这个 Skype 再连接，还是用微信呢？
我也不知道，听你的。
现在很好了，亲爱的，你的声音。
是吗？
对。
我想想。突然之间就好了吗？
Good morning. Now.
Now.
Yeah.
Now. Now. I hope you did something
unfixed. Maybe in, yes, maybe the computer needs some rest.
Sometimes that's the case. Often.It's like we need. My computer is getting old and every once in a while everything just stops working, you know. It works a little bit, then I turn it off and turn it back and it's fine. Just like we need a holiday sometimes, we need to go out in the mountains or something. Especially go to a big okay.Finish the words. Eva, like.
Eva, 好像好像
Adgrajika, first before others.
Akurata, first before others. 首要的
Bonte, enjoy.Enjoy.
想想
Yati, saintly mendicant.
Yati, 圣洁的乞丐
Certainly.
肯定的
Grihamedina, of those dedicated to material family life.
那些倾向于物质的家居生活的人们。
Just as a hunter takes away the honey laboriously produced by the honeybees, similarly saintly mendicants such as brahmacharis and sannyasis are entitled to enjoy the property painstakingly accumulated by householders dedicated to family enjoyment.
一闻就像猎人盗走蜜蜂辛苦酿造的蜜，圣洁的乞丐，例如 brahmachari 和 sannyasi 有资格享用献身家庭快乐的居士们辛辛苦苦积累的财富。
Purport. The scriptures state saintly mendicants in the sannyas order of life and brahmacharis have first right to enjoy the sumptuous foodstuffs proposed by the householders. If the householders enjoy such food without first offering them in charity to the mendicants, such neglectful householders must undergo the lunar fast called Chandrayana. In family life, one must overcome the natural tendency toward selfishness by giving abundant charity. Modern society foolishly does not observe such fatal conjunctions. As a result, the world has become overrun by envious greedy meetings, a person wholly and solely dedicated to personal gratification in his family life.
要指经典有云，三亚阶层中圣洁的乞丐和 Brahmachari 拥有优先享用居士做的精美食物的权利。如果居士不事先把食物布施给乞丐僧人就进食，那么如此疏忽大意的居士必须戒食遵守 Chandrayana。 在居士生活中，人应该乐善好施，克服自私自利的自然倾向。现代社会愚蠢到不奉行这些伟大训谕的地步，结果世上嫉妒成性的 Brahmadi 一门心思投入的居士生活的热衷于个人享乐的人们泛滥成灾。
If one wants to live peacefully, one must follow the Vedic injunctions regulating family life. Although the householders work very hard to accumulate money, the saintly sannyasis and brahmacharis have the right to first enjoy the fruits. The conclusion is that one should give first priority to spiritual advancement in Krishna consciousness and thus perfect one's life. Then, even without personal endeavor, one will be supplied all one's necessities by the mercy of the Supreme Personality.
整个世界充斥着不可控制的暴力冲动与痛苦，人若想平静祥和的生活，就该遵守伟大文献所训导的规范性居士生活。虽然居士辛苦工作积累财富，但圣洁的 sannyasi 婆婆僧和 brahmachari 身手僧有优先权享受这种劳动结果的权利。结论是，人应该首先在 Krishna 之觉中取得灵性进步，使人生变得完美。如此甚至不怎么努力，急着人格守神的仁慈，人也会得到一切所需。
The Prabhupada said it's the duty of the householders to offer the sannyasis and brahmacharis opulent food.
帕巴帕德说，居士的责任就是让 sannyasi 托僧和 brahmachari 这种僧们享受丰盛的食物。
But the brahmachari and sannyasi, they don't have to eat it all.
然而，sannyasi 和 brahmachari 他们无需把这些都吃光。
So there's two kinds of householders. The Grihamedi is the materialistic householder. They're just trying to enjoy the enjoyment of family life, sense gratification.
有两类居士，一类居士叫 Grihamedi， 就是那些物质主义者， 他们享受享受家居生活。
So that means they're living in the house simply to die.
他们只是居住在房子里，然后就这么活着，然后就死掉。
Grihastha, they also have household life, and they also have children and jobs. But they're living for Krishna. They're trying to serve Krishna in their house. They know it belongs to Krishna. They welcome devotees and, into their house and serve them.
还有另外一类居士呢，他们的居士生活是目标是 Krishna， 他们都是以 Krishna 去 Krishna 为中心，然后他们邀请分戒者在家中。
The household life is naturally contaminated with all kinds of karma, so they meant to give charity to purify them.
居士生活呢，它自然而然的就携带着很多 karma 因果，所以必须要通过布施来净化掉所有这些居士生活的因果。
And the best charity is to give to the sannyasi brahmacari.
所以最好的那个布施呢，就是给 sannyasi 托钵僧以及 brahmacari 伸手生的。
So the world needs Grihastha. There's many families, most of them in Kali Yuga, they're just Grihamedis. They're just enjoying family life, having lots of sense gratification, overeating. So we'll go to the next verse.
在卡利年代就充斥着那些居士们，他们那过度的享受吃了很多。然后现在我们来读下个世界。
Number 17 Ramya Gitam Nishinyad Yatirvana Charakachi Shikshaita Kalinad Vadam Nidayor Gitamo GitaThe saintly person dwelling in the forest in the renounced order of life should never listen to songs or music promoting material enjoyment. Rather, a saintly person should carefully study the example of the deer who was bewildered by the sweet music of the hunter's horn and was captured and killed.
世界时期处在生命气绝阶层且居住在森林里的圣人们不应该听促进物质享乐的歌曲和音乐，恰恰相反，圣人应该仔细研究鹿儿的例子。鹿儿被猎人甜美的号角声迷惑，遂遭到猎杀。
Therefore, if one becomes attached to sense gratification or materialistic music and songs, he will develop all the features of material entanglement. One should hear Bhagavad Gita.The song sung by the Supreme One.
要知，人如果依附聆听物质音乐歌曲的感官享乐，人如果依附于聆听物质的歌曲和音乐这种感官享乐活动，就会发展出所有物质纠缠于物质的所有特征。人应该聆听国家放歌，歌唱至尊主的歌曲。
Or the Mahamantra, or the songs of Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Narottam Das and others that are about Krishna, feeling separation and love for Krishna. Most
of the
separation from.My girlfriend or my boyfriend or my money.
或者是聆听 Mahamantra, 或者是描述与至尊主与他分界者分离的歌曲。但是呢，现在的流行歌曲呢，就是是描述的怎么跟自己的女朋友分手了，或者是什么就是丢失了钱财。
And they should be directed towards Krishna. I want Krishna. I want to serve Krishna. I've wasted my life. I haven't served Krishna long enough.
这些说辞呢，本来都应该是指向针对着 Krishna， 我怎么浪费了、虚度了我的光阴？
Okay, we'll go to the next one.
好，我们看下个世界。
Nitya Aditya Gitani Jushan Gramanyani Yoshi Asam Kridanato Kvasya Vishnya Shingo Rigini Sita. Becoming attracted to the worldly singing, dancing, and musical entertainment of beautiful women. Even the great sage Rishya Shinga, the son of the deer, fell totally under the control. It's like a scent of hell.
Rishya Shinga 也完全落入他们的掌控之中，俨如一个宠物和玩偶一样。
Rishya Shinga was intensely brought up by his father in an atmosphere of complete innocence. The father thought that if his son were never exposed to the sight of women, he would remain a perfect brahmachari. But by chance, the inhabitants of the neighboring kingdom, who were suffering some long-term drought, received divine advice that rain would return only if the Brahman named Rishya Shinga stepped foot in it. Therefore, they sent beautiful women to his hermitage to entice him and bring him back. Since Rishya Shinga never even heard about women, he fell for their trap.
要知 Rishya Shinga 圣人 Vipi 的幼子，他是 Vipi 的年轻儿子。他父亲有意在完全纯净的氛围中哺育他成长。Miki 原以为，如果他儿子从未见过女人，会始终是一名完美的 Brahmachari。但由于长期遭受旱灾的邻国居民偶然间得到神的启示，只有名叫 Rishya Shinga 的 Brahmana 踏入他们的王国，雨水会再次降临。于是他们派貌若天仙的美丽妇人前往 Miki 的寺院，引诱 Rishya Shinga 跟他们一起返回。由于 Rishya Shinga 从未听说过女人，所以很容易落入他们的圈套。
The name Rishya Shinga indicates that the young sage was born with a deer-like horn growing out of his forehead. It's like the deer, the Rishya becomes attracted to sweet musical sounds, promising sense gratification. Then, like the deer, he is quickly vanquished. The thoughtful person should humbly take instructions from the deer, who is doomed by attraction to musical sense gratification.
Rishya Shinga 这个名字一直生来前额长着鹿角的小圣人，如果 Rishya 像鹿一样迷恋促进长辈享乐的甜蜜音乐，就会像鹿那样毁于一旦。深思熟虑的人们应该谦卑地从注定被世俗感官享乐的乐声吸引的鹿身上吸取教训。
The way they hunters, they play some kind of flute music, and the deer becomes very fascinated, and they stand there and listen. Then they shoot and shoot them.
一些猎人们，他们会在鹿面前呢播放，就是美丽的笛音，这种组成的音乐，然后那个鹿儿会驻足倾听，趁此机会，猎人就会将其猎杀。
Otherwise, it's very difficult to shoot a deer because they can move really fast.
否则的话，这个因为鹿儿他们跳跃的很快，就很难捕获到它。
Alright, right. We go to the next one.
夏师姐。
Jivayati Pramatinya Janoras Rasmohita Nichin Nichyat Yashadvadir Minam Chu Vadachayata. This is a fish, incited by desire to enjoy its tongue, is fatally trapped in a fisherman's hook. Similarly, a foolish person, bewildered by extremely disturbing urges of the tongue, is thus ruined.
第十九节，就像鱼在满足舌头的欲望的雀下，紧挂在鱼腹的鱼钩上。鱼人被嫉妒、被强烈而扰人的舌头的摧毁和困惑，故而遭到毁灭。
The tongue is almost voraciously uncontrollable. Shari-ra-vidhya. Jivetale besides others. The tongue is most voracious. All the senses are terrible. Past the death, but the tongue is the strongest.
Shari-ra-vidhya. 其实所有感官呢，他们都引诱人们就像罗网一样，但是在所有这些致命的感官当中，舌头是最猛烈的。
So Krishna is the tongue. Not only wants to eat things that aren't good, or eat more than enough, even if it's good. But also may say all kinds of things that are not good and get in big trouble.
舌头不仅会品尝那些很美味的佳肴，舌头还会去吃那些对人有害的食物。
The fisherman places meaty bait on a sharp hook and easily attracts the unintelligent fish, who is greedy to enjoy his tongue. Similarly, people are mad after gratifying their tongues and lose all discrimination in their eating habits. For momentary gratification, they construct slaughterhouses and kill millions of innocent animals. And by inflicting such atrocious suffering, they prepare a ghastly future for themselves. But even if one eats only the food of uprising and needed, there is little danger. One may even do something. Thus, one will fall down in the lower modes of nature and commit sinful activities that will lead to the death of one's spiritual life. From the fish, one should carefully learn the real dangers involved in all this.
把肉吃成就儿，挂在锋利的鱼钩上，轻巧的引诱，贪图欲的愚蠢的鱼儿。同样，人们疯狂的满足舌头，丧失了良好的饮食习惯，为了瞬间的满足，他们见到大型屠宰场宰杀数百万暗器的动物，他们造成的害人痛苦，被自己酿造出一个可怕的未来。但是，即便人吃伟大经授权的食物，仍有危险存在。人如果吃的过多，塞满食物的肚子，就会压迫性器官。如此，人会堕入低等自然属性，从事罪恶活动，葬送灵修。从鱼的身上，人应该认识到沉溺于满足口舌之欲的危险。
So this is a series of, all these different animals, one particular sense is very strong and causes trouble. The deer is a deer earring, and fish is a tongue. The human, all the senses are dangerous.
This is a series of animals. 他们每一个都有一个特殊的感官，就是尤其是非常危险的给他们带来。比如说鹿儿，它的听觉就给它带来危险，而鱼呢是它的舌头，就是它的味觉给它带来危险，而人类呢，它的所有的感官都会给它带来危险。
So everybody has seen in Shinyashi, that's the fishermen with their hooks. They have all kinds of different things they put on there and throw it early. Sometimes they just have something all shiny and moves around and I guess the fish sees it. They think it's some tasty thing.
在中国呢，人都熟悉这样一个场景，就是那些渔夫们会在那个鱼钩上挂上各式各样的诱饵。有的时候呢，他们只是挂上一些闪闪亮亮的事物呢，就是在那个水里来晃动，就是吸引鱼儿。
The same way humans see the advertising for McDonald's or for the whiskey or the beer, and they get bewildered by it.
我带我助理去就可以了。
Fall down.
你男的跑。
而人类呢，看到那个麦当劳或者是威士忌这烈酒的广告之后呢，他们就会被吸引，从而堕落。
那个总体人手，但是反正他也不在，无所谓吧，就我去搞。
他们没有更高的品味。
OK， 好
，OK，
好，拜拜。
So we should learn from the fish. Be careful about the tongue.Chant Hare Krishna, take prasadam, but don't take too much.
我们应该从这些事例当中吸取教训，就是要唱诵 Hare Krishna 荣耀 prasadam， 但是呢，也不要吃的太多。
Indriyan, next verse. Indriyan jayat yashu nirahara manishina. Varjayitva, men quickly bring all the senses except the tongue under control. Because by abstaining from eating, such men are afflicted with the increased desire to gratify the taste.
通过戒食，有学识的人们迅速把除了舌头以外的所有感官置于控制之下，因为戒食使这些人深受使这些人深受越来越强烈的口舌之欲的折磨，使这些人免除了
In South America, there's a saying that when the belly is full, the heart is content. Thus, one who is eating sumptuously is jolly, and if one is deprived of proper food, one's appetite becomes more voracious. An intelligent person, however, does not fall under the control of the tongue that tries to make progress in Krishna consciousness by accepting the remnants of food offered to Krishna. Prasadam, one gradually purifies the heart and becomes simple and austere.
南美洲有句谚语，肚子吃饱了才会心满意足，因此进食美味佳肴的人们心情愉悦，如果吃得不好会使胃口变得更加贪婪。然而智者不堕入舌头控制下，而是努力在 Krishna 知觉中取得进步。一个人通过接受主的寄予 Prasadam 逐渐净化内心，自然会变得简朴。
They have that saying in America, the way to a man's heart is through his stomach, you know. The wife should be a good cook and feed the husband very nicely, then he'll stay home and be attached.
在美国呢，有一句谚语，就是说你想要捕获一个家庭顶梁柱，丈夫的心呢，就要做很美味的佳肴，这样使那个丈夫一家之主依恋于这个美味佳肴，就会留在家中。
But now we're seeing more and more divorce because in so many families, the wife hardly ever cooks. The they're going to restaurants and eating at different times, or they're just microwaving. They don't get that. And the children also, they don't cook for the children. It's not, it becomes very impersonal. They love put into the cooking.
所以我们看到现在社会中有越来越多的离婚，家庭主妇呢几乎是从来 不开灶，他们总是下馆子，然后或者是给孩子呢也吃那些就用微波炉转一转就能吃掉的食物，就这样呢就非常的有那个非人格的倾向。
In this connection, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati states that the business of the tongue is to gratify itself with varieties of flavor. But by wandering in the 12 forests of Vrindavan, one can be free from the 12 flavors of material sense gratification. That's nice. The five principal divisions of material relationships. So many devotees just finished wandering by internet in the 12 forests of Vrindavan. The five principal divisions of material relationships are neutral, admiration, servitude, friendship, parental affection, and conjugal love. The seven subordinate features of material relationships are material humor, astonishment, chivalry, compassion, anger, dread, and passion. Originally, these 12 rasas, flavors of relationships, are exchanged between the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the living entity in the spiritual world. But by wandering in the 12 forests of Vrindavan, one can re-spiritualize the 12 flavors of his personal existence. Thus one will become a liberated soul, free from all material desires. If one artificially tries to give up sense gratification, especially that of the tongue, the attempt will be a failure. And the fact one's desire for sense gratification will increase as a result of artificial deprivation. Only by experiencing real spiritual pleasure in relationship with Krishna can one give up material desires.
南美关于此，希拉巴提西丹萨斯塔库说道：舌头的活动是用各种滋味满足自己，但是通过照拜 Raja Mandala Vrindavan 十二座神圣的森林，人就能超脱物质感官享乐的十二种滋味。然后因为在现在在很多人在网上刚刚做完那个十二座森林的绕拜，有五种主要的物质关系是中性、仆人、朋友、父母、情侣关系。七种次要的物质关系特征是物质的幽默、惊讶、武士精神、怜悯、愤怒、担心、恐惧。原本这十二种 rasa 或关系的滋味存在于灵性世界中，是尊人格守神和个体生物之间的交流中。绕拜文达文的十二座森林能使人生的十二种滋味恢复灵性，如此人必将成为解脱的灵魂，免于所有物质欲望。人若试图装模作样的放弃感官享乐，尤其是口舌之欲，他的努力必将失败。而事实上，虚情假意的放弃，结果会导致他追求感官享乐的欲望愈发强烈。唯有在与 Krishna 的关系中体会到真正的灵性快乐，人才会摒弃物质的欲望。
In Bhagavad Gita, chapter 2, text 59, we find a very important verse in Bhagavad Gita.
国家梵歌的第二章的59世纪是一个重要的时节。
Chapter 2, verse 59.Vishaya vinivartante nirahara siddhina rasa varjam visopyasya param drishtva nivartate. Though the embodied soul may be restricted from sense enjoyment, the taste for sense enjoyment remains. By ceasing such engagements, by experiencing higher taste, he is fixed in consciousness.
不像万科第二点五十九，提供灵魂也可能抑制感官享乐，但对感官享乐的嗜好依然存在。但若以更高品位的体验来放弃感官享乐活动，便能专注于知觉之中。
It's higher taste. We get something better. Like once we take prasadam, then we don't care for eating meat.Once we chant Hare Krishna, you know, we read Bhagavad Gita, we're not so much interested in other books anymore.
这就叫品味高。如果一个人就是品尝到美味的 prasadam, 就会放弃对肉食的渴望。当一个人唱诵 Hare Krishna 之后呢，他就不会对那些世俗的那些书籍感兴趣了。当人们读到不叫梵歌，唱了 Hare Krishna 之后
，OK， 我们 stop there for questions. The next one is a big one.
因为下一个时间是一个很长的要旨，所以我们今天晚上就讲到这里。我们现在来看一下今天晚上的问题。
So, questions coming?
Yes. Not yet. Can I ask a question?
Yeah, of course.
I heard some devotees said that meditating on the thought of a devotee is even worse than meditating on eating cow meat. So I wonder whether this thing is true or not.
On the thoughts of devotees?
Is offending devotees that is even worse than meditating on eating cows?
I wouldn't know about that, but it's very serious. But eating cows is sinful. It's different, you know. Thinking about the faults of devotees, in one sense, it's sinful, but it's an aparadha. Vaishnava Aparad, so it's very dangerous. Both are very, very bad. Both are killing cows is the worst sin, and, you know, criticizing devotees is the worst offense. So I don't know, you know, we should not try to say which one is better or worse. They're all very bad.
我听说那有一封信人说，就是冥想别的封信人的错误，甚至比那个吃牛肉还要严重。然后那马尔的回答就是说，吃牛肉是最恶的一个活动。然后那个比如说冒犯亵渎奉献者是最大的冒犯，这两个都是罪恶滔天的，你很难说哪个更糟糕了。Mara, since there is no question coming up, can I ask another question regarding this vastu?
Hari Bol.
Hari Bol.
One few comments on that point. That we get a lot of questions like that. You know, what happens to someone who does this bad thing? What happens to someone who doesn't chant? We should, you know, we don't have to be Yamaraj. We should be thinking, what happens to someone who really tries to chant? What happens to someone, you know, who glorifies devotees and looks for the good in devotees? We should be looking in that direction, looking up, you know, not looking down and what's going to happen, you know, when we fall down. But, you know, these things are generally said that meat eating is the worst sin, killing cows is the most sinful. But sometimes it says illicit sex is the most sinful because that's the hardest thing to give up.
Oh. 就是我们不应该就是说去评判评判当已经如果一个人他做了比如说什么外星的拉帕拉的或者是比如吃了牛肉啊什么这样的他会有遭到什么样的谴责或什么样的恶果我们应该是调转一个方向应该看当一个人他唱诵的圣名之后会怎么样当一个人他去荣耀奉献者之后他结果会怎么样应该是把那个就是我们的这个问题啊调转一下应该是向上看而不是总是盯着这个向下看嗯OK 就是据说那个吃牛肉是非常罪恶的但是最罪恶的事情是非法的性行为因为非法的性行为是非常难以放弃的 OK
So are there any other questions coming?
Not yet
Okay, here's a nice statement. Spiritual progress is directly connected to how much we help others to make progress.
这有一句非常好的那个话，就是说灵性的进步，它跟我们在多大程度上帮助其他人取得灵性进步是息息相关的。
And of course that's true in material life and everything, you know. The more you try to help others, the more you're charitable, then you know, your life will be better.
那在物质生活方面呢？当你一个人在多大程度上去帮助别人，而且他布施了多少，这个呢就能给他带来多少好处。
Okay, now questions coming in.
Yeah. 我们看一下今天晚上的问题。第一个问题是 Varadash 明白 Guru Dev 我们把买的东西都放在神坛上供奉包括钱财So this is a statement Varadashvara Deva said that the obeisance Guru Dev we put all that we have bought on the altar we offered all we have bought on the altar to offer including money
yeah that's a nice we're supposed to offer everything to Krishna before we use it
这很好就是我们其实是应该在把东西拿来利用之前首先要先供奉给 Krishna 的
and that's good. And the health, you know, everything belongs to Krishna. He gave it to us, so we offer back.
因为一切都属于 Krishna， 所以呢，我们把 Krishna 给予我们的呢，我们再还回去。
All right, next.
Next is not coming up yet.
Really?
Maharaj?
Yeah.
Well, now that, I'd like to ask another question before the questions coming up.
Okay, good.
Thank you. So what's the relationship between Vastu and Krishna consciousness? Is it beneficial for is it beneficial for devotees to learn a little bit Vastu?
Yeah. It's a science. It's a spiritual. Vastu is spiritual, really. It's connected with the different avatars and different directions. So, you know, if we're designing a house or something, it's useful.
Vastu 和 Krishna 之间的关系 ，Vastu 是对我们可有没有好处？Vastu， Vastu 是北达风水，古人回答就是说 ，Vastu 也是一门科学，它是灵性的，它涉及到神的化身啊，还有各方向啊，还有设计是有用的。
It's like astrology. In fact, astrology is part of it. So there are many cheating Vastu people in the world. So like, you know, there's many astrologers, and they'll tell you you need this gemstone and that gemstone, and I can sell it to you. And then they sell you some gem, and, you know, it's not the right, you know, it's just cheating.
他们会告诉你啊，你需要这个宝石，你需要那个宝石，然后呢，就卖给人们宝石，然后这些都是骗人的。
And so in Vastu also, they'll say, oh, your house is all wrong and you need a brand new house. And I happen to have a friend who's a building contractor, you know. So you have to be very careful.
同样的，他们也会跟你说，哎，你的房子有问题啊，有缺陷啊，你需要买一个新房子呀。我有个朋友，他在盖一个房子，所以呢，你要小心了。
So probably, you know, we don't want to, but like for designing the TOVP, they have, you know, they consulted Vastu.
所以呢，其实 ，Well, Mara, you mean that we don't need Vastu?
They consulted, but I'll just tell a story. You know, they one Vastu guy said, "Oh, you know, there's a river on the western side of your temple that's very inauspicious. And the devotees were wondering, oh no, what to do, because you can't move the Ganga. Right?
You mean the TOVP?
Yeah. Some Vastu guy said, this is no good because you have this river on this certain side of the place, and that's not good.
Oh.
But then another more senior Vastu guy, he said, well, that river is the Ganga, so no matter where the Ganga is, it's completely auspicious. So there's different.
然后就来了另外一个更加自信的风水师了，就说：“你说什么呢？这河可是恒河呀，这恒河流到哪儿哪儿都是吉祥的呀。”
And that's where Srila Prabhupada's birth, you know, was there. So, not Prabhupada, Lord Chaitanya took birth there. How can that be an auspicious thing?
而且这个是 主彩丹尼亚的诞生地方啊，主彩丹尼亚诞生地方怎么可能是有不祥的呢？
Alright, so better we don't try to learn it, you know. If you can find somebody that's a devotee that you know is really good, you can consult them.
So except devotees, to learn from devotees, better not to learn.
Except astrology, better stay away from it, because it's so hard to find a bona fide practitioner. You understand?
You mean the
science is good, but it's Kali Yuga. And it's very hard to find someone who really knows the science and how to use it or to teach it. So better to pray Krishna and pray to Krishna to help you, you know. It's Feng Shui is the Chinese version of Vastu.
Yes.
But Vastu is, real Vastu is spiritual. It's connected to the different stars and the different avatars and all kinds of things. It becomes a very, you know, advanced thing.
You mean better to stay away from it?
I think so, yeah. Just like astrology. So many devotees have been misled by astrologers. But there are good astrologers, but, you know, I don't know who they are. Some devotees are good.
最好还是远离这个，因为这是卡里年代，就很难找到一个正宗的这个风水师，最好还是唱诵Hare Krishna， 向 Krishna 祈祷， 就像现在有很多的占星，然后他们有的人呢是会被误导的， 当然也有好的占星师了。 但是呢，我不知道。Okay, now there are questions.
You have some questions now?
Yes. 感恩，不知道这是谁的问题。感恩 Guru Maharaj 精彩讲课，感恩翻译，谢谢。请问。 如何增强我们对 Krishna 的信心？虽然有时表面上看上去我们对抗日升那，哦，那这句话怎么说呢？有时候表面上看上去我们对 Krishna 吧，有一定信心。但当我们面对别人对传播的时候的信心不足时，表现出来，请问该如何做 ？Yes, this is question from Jaya Padma Devasi. Thank you, Gurumar, for your wonderful lecture. My question is that how can we strengthen our faith to Krishna? Although sometimes it appears we have some kind of faith, but when we are confronting others, when we spread Krishna consciousness and the opposite person, when we are spreading Krishna consciousness to others, sometimes our faith seems not good, strong enough. My question is that what can I do?
Keep practicing and keep preaching, because when we preach and we see how others are happy to hear it, we get more faith. When we read Prabhupada's books, Prabhupada has a perfect faith, so we get connected with him. And we try to associate with devotees, and we seek, or we see that these devotees have faith.
But 我们呢也会看到这个结果，同时呢我们要跟那些有信心的人联谊。
All these questions, how to is just keep doing it, do it right though, chant, pray to Krishna, help me, you know, and just keep trying. Chant your rounds, especially. The most important thing is chanting your rounds, but that means attentively and seriously.
We have a lot of questions.
Alright.
Right.
The main thing, you know, association. So if we associate with people who have more faith, we will get more faith.
主要的呢是联谊。当我们和有很多的信心的人联谊，我们自己也会有更多的信心。The next one is from Varadai Shvaradivadasi. 顶拜 Gurudev 念珠袋可以放在神坛上供奉吗？ So Varadai Shvaradivadasi ask, can we put our japa bag on the altar to offer?
New one?
那您这念珠袋是不是新的呢？
You can, yeah, in your home altar.
在你的家里的神坛上可以。
I mean, your beads are always offered to Krishna. We're using them to chant Hare Krishna.
我们的念珠呢是总是已经供奉了，因为我们在用这个念珠已经念诵了。 Yes, it is new, the new bead bag.
Yeah, everything we should offer. I heard in Hungary, you know, in the temple, they have a table next to the altar. When people bring their new things and they put it on the table and offer them that way, they don't actually put it on the altar.
And in Hungary?
Hungary, you know, that's a big
temple. Okay.我听说呢，在匈牙利，在匈牙利的那个庙里呢，他们就在那个神坛旁边有一个小的桌子，这个桌子呢，就放在那神坛面前，然后人们就会把他们的新的东西呢，都会放在这儿供奉。
Okay, so I think that might be better. You offer to Krishna, but you don't have to put it right on the altar. But at home you can do that. I don't think it's an offense.
所以我觉得这是更好的。这就是把那个新买的呢物品就放在这个桌子上。而不是直接放在神坛上，但是在家你自己的家中呢，你就可以。
Okay.It's nice you want to offer everything to Krishna, that's very good. You pray to Krishna, but everything, our body, mind, words, everything's supposed to be offered to Krishna. So we don't jump on the altar, but, you know, we pray to Krishna, please use me in your service. Let me use whatever you've given me, this money, you know, this belongs to you, and please let me use it in your service.
所以您能够把所有的新的物品都拿来供奉，这是非常好的。其实我们应该是把我们的躯体、我们心意、我们的言语都用来做供奉，但不是说我们就跳在神坛上然后去供奉。我们可以祈祷，向贵神的祈祷，请利用我来做奉。这些钱呢，也都属于贵神呢，让我把这些属于您的事物用来服务您。
All right. Next question.
Next question is not coming up yet.
Really? Well, it's getting late, so. Usually by this time it finishes.
Yeah.
Okay, if there's no more, we can wind it up. We only practice it twice in a week. So only around Yao do we meet the Feng Shui. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Mama, Hare Mama, Mama, Hare Hare.
各位跟着知音服务员聆听，今天晚上我们的讲课就到这里啊！非常感谢 Carl James Sam 给我们带来精彩讲课，感谢大家提出的问题 ，Hare Krishna。